Welcome back on Husker Radio. Pleased to go to the KODY phone lines now as we have Aaron Holscher joining us now with the Alzheimer's Association. Aaron, of course, is the Longest Day manager. Now, Aaron, for those that haven't heard of the Longest Day with the Alzheimer's Association, can you tell us exactly what it is?
Sure thing. It's a signature event that we host here across the nation, and it is a flexible, do-it-yourself, creative fundraiser really premised on that idea of doing something you love for someone you love. So we've got a lot of flexibility, a lot of creativity with fundraising leaders across the state that really are taking it and running with it.
And all that fundraising stays right here with the Alzheimer's Association, if I understand correctly.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, so we fundraise. We're fighting for a cure for Alzheimer's. So these dollars are going towards research. It's going towards support and care for those families here in the communities that are facing a diagnosis. And it also goes towards advocacy. So we are here on the front lines fighting for that information.
A lot of information is out there, of course, and a lot of information presented with a wide variety of illnesses and diseases. But, of course, the facts are presented when you work with the Alzheimer's Association.
Absolutely. We are proud to fight for those individuals, for those families. We've got over... we've got thousands of families just here in the state, but then, you know, over 5.6 million across the nation who are facing a diagnosis, and we're here for them.
Now, Aaron, tell us about your involvement with the Alzheimer's Association. Do you have a personal connection to the disease, or how long have you been involved with the association as the Longest Day manager?
Sure thing. I'm a couple of years in with the Alzheimer's Association, and I started with the Alzheimer's Association. My father-in-law had Parkinson's with a dementia, and we had started, my husband and I had reached out to the 24/7 helpline. So we were definitely on the other side of the line as someone needing help, needing someone to talk to, needing some questions answered. So we were customers, or we were clients of that support line, and that's how I kind of got my foot in the door of learning about this cause and wanting to be a part of it.
That 24-hour support line, I'm sure you can speak to it in greater detail than I can. It's such a great resource for individuals to use, no matter what time of the day or what the circumstance may be. Professionals are there to help out, and I'm sure that was extremely helping with you and your husband going through the situation that you previously mentioned.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you're exactly right. It was a lifeline. It is there to answer. There's no question too small. There's no moment too overwhelming. It's staffed 24/7 by those master level clinicians who are always on that other side of the phone for you. So yes, you're exactly right. It was life changing for us, for sure.
Now, one thing that I always find extremely inspiring is when you or someone you love has suffered from this disease in a wide variety of forms, the camaraderie that you find with the Alzheimer's disease is just outstanding.
I agree, and that's just something where it's a unique path to go down, but once you're not, you realize you're not going down it alone, makes the world a difference. And so it's those support groups, it's those training, that education, that knowledge that you're able to build with others walking that same path, but then also through fundraising that you know you're making a difference. You know you're changing that path, and you know that you're going to be working with other creative, like-minded individuals who are all in that same mission, all in that same fight with us.
Yeah, it's a horrible disease, and obviously not only are the individuals diagnosed with Alzheimer's victims, the ones that love for them and care for them are very much victims of this disease as well.
It is. It's the case. It's day in, day out. Every day's different. Every day's different for each individual. So nobody's going to go through the exact same things. So yes, you're right. Of the difficulty of being a caretaker, and that's why the Alzheimer's Association really prides themselves on being well-rounded and being here not only for those facing the diagnosis, but those families standing by their sides as well.
Now, Aaron, with the coronavirus, obviously a lot of events have changed this year, but the Alzheimer's Association is hoping to proceed with as much business as usual for this Longest Day event, which is quickly approaching.
That's true. It's different, but you know, the Longest Day was kind of set up in a unique way pre-coronavirus. So we, you know, we've had individuals that have adapted and that are modifying and rolling with them differently than they may have originally planned. But the creativity coming out of the woodworks is just amazing. So we've got people that are hosting virtual happy hours, that are hosting drive-by parades, drive-by cookie deliveries. You know, it's been so fun to see that COVID isn't holding us back by any means. The constituents across Nebraska are still fighting.
Absolutely, because we know this disease does not take a break. It doesn't isolate like many of us did during this COVID-19 virus. This disease pushes on even in the midst of crisis.
It does, and it actually, you know, it heightens it because, you know, people are going through different experiences with that social distancing, with lives changing. So now more than ever, the services that the Alzheimer's Association provides have come to even a greater light for us.
It's the definition of essential, in my opinion, Erin, and I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So, Erin, if folks want to get additional information about The Longest Day, how can they do so?
Sure thing. We've got our local Nebraska page, which is alz.org/TLD. So, or alz.org/The Longest Day. So that's going to be a great link to learn a little bit about what we've got going on here in Nebraska.
And if folks want to take additional minutes and additional time to learn more about the Alzheimer's Association and perhaps make a contribution, what's the best way that you would encourage them to do so?
Sure thing. Well, with The Longest Day, the unique thing is that it's register for The Longest Day. Join us in the fight. And what you can do is you can create a Facebook fundraiser. You can do something with your individual family or within your community. So really we inspire people to go to that alz.org/The Longest Day and check it out. And that's got your variety of ways to support other events that are currently happening and maybe donate to those or be inspired to start your own.
There's a lot of unique ways that people are rolling with the punches throughout social distancing and in isolation, like you mentioned, a lot of drive-by parades, and obviously you can do a lot of digital fundraising with this as well. So highly encourage folks to check it on out and think about the differences you can make with the Alzheimer's Association. And with this longest day, everything raised stays right here within the association as well, which, like you've mentioned, Erin, and many other individuals and your colleagues have mentioned, the Alzheimer's Association continuously fighting for a cure of this horrible disease.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Erin, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I think that was an amazing coverage, but I'd say, well, the last thing I'd say is longest day is June 20th. It's the summer solstice. It's the day with the most light, and that's the day we fight.